This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The nation's biggest discount brokerage, Charles Schwab, is reportedly in talks to buy its biggest rival, TD Ameritrade. Together, the two firms manage over $5 trillion in assets. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on what the combination might mean for the firms and their customers.
Here's why this is happening.
TD Ameritrade now offers zero commissions on online trades.
Schwab, now with zero commissions on online stock, ETF, and options trades.
Schwab eliminated trading commissions in October, and a lot of its competitors followed suit. JP Morgan, E-Trade, Interactive Brokers, and TD Ameritrade have all lowered fees to zero.
There's been this race to the bottom, which I think is a great thing for consumers. But from the perspective of the corporations involved, it straps margins.
That's Megan Hsu, senior investment strategist at Wilmington Trust. Commissions brought in over $150 million in the quarter before Schwab eliminated them. That was about 6% of its revenue. To make up for it, Kathy Smith at Renaissance Capital says Schwab needs to bring in more customers.
Even though they're not paying trading commissions, they will provide more earnings for Schwab.
Those customers might pay for financial advisory services. Schwab could also lend out their cash and earn interest on it. Smith says in this industry, bigger is better.
The brokerage business has become a business of giants.
As for customers, things can't get much better. They're already not paying trading fees, says Ben Carlson at Ritholtz Wealth Management.
I think there's probably not much more room for the consumer to benefit again unless it's on the service and advice side.
Carlson says he'll be watching to see whether the combined company cuts jobs and customer service. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.